This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said this year's Union Budget reflects India's yearning to become a developed nation. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi said the budget is not a now or never moment born out of compulsion, but a we are ready moment born out of preparation and inspiration. On the trade deals being done by India, Prime Minister remarked that political stability and political predictability have restored investor confidence in India. He added that stronger manufacturing services and MSMEs have enabled India to negotiate trade pacts from a position of strength. He highlighted that India's free trade agreements are designed to expand market access for MSMEs in textile, leather, chemicals, handicrafts, gems and other sectors. Mr. Modi criticized UPA government, alleging that their economic mismanagement left India unable to negotiate from a position of confidence. He further stated that reform is the commitment of his government and this has been demonstrated in letter and spirit, emphasizing that private sector is critical for the next phase of economic transformation. Prime Minister requested a decisive response from them. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi tomorrow. The five-day summit will be the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that leaders from Bolivia, Croatia, Estonia, Finland, Greece, Guyana, Kazakhstan, Liechtenstein, Serbia and Slovakia are also set to participate in the summit. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries would be participating in the summit. The UN Secretary General and senior officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will represent India at the swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected government of Bangladesh led by Bangladesh Nationalist Party Chairman Tariq Rehman in Dhaka on 17th of this month. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the speaker's participation at this important event underscores the deep and enduring friendship between the people of India and Bangladesh. The ministry said this reaffirms India's steadfast commitment to the democratic values that bind the two nations. The festival of Mahashivratri is being celebrated across the country today with deep devotion and spiritual fervor. Considered one of the most sacred occasions for the devotees of Lord Shiva, the day is marked by fasting, special prayers and night-long worship at temples. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended wishes to the citizens on the occasion of Mahashivratri. The Maharashtra Anti-Terrorism Squad has launched a massive search operation in Yavatmal and Ahilyanagar districts following intelligence inputs about alleged terror-linked activities. Officials said the raids began around midnight with ATS teams, along with local police, conducting searches at more than 20 locations. Over a dozen suspects have been detained for questioning. Traditional medicine and alternative healing systems took center stage in Dubai today as global wellness brands, practitioners and healthcare institutions gathered for the third International Ayush Conference and Exhibition 2026 at the Dubai World Trade Center. The three-day event, which runs until February 17, seeks to highlight ancient medical traditions and their contemporary applications. In women's cricket, India crushed host Australia by 9 wickets under the Duckworth-Lewis-Stern method in the first women's T20 international of three-match series in Sydney today. Put into bat first, Australia were bowled out for 133 in 18 overs. In reply, India were 50 for 1 in 5.1 overs when rain stopped play well ahead of the DLS par score of 29 and were declared winners. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India were 125 for 2 in 14 overs against Pakistan in a much-anticipated Group A encounter at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo when the reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.